It's the sports program on TSPN with Derek, Zach, and Sean, who's been here the whole time. Head over to timespentpoorly.com and give the show a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and help move this show into more people's suggested lists. This show is also streamed live on many platforms, including YouTube, Twitch, and Periscope. Follow and subscribe so you don't miss out on an opportunity to chat in and give the guys a piece of your mind during the broadcast. Want to support the show? Great! Go to patreon.com/timespentpoorly to see how you can do that. And now, it's my pleasure to bring you the hosts of the sports program on TSPN, Derek, Zach, and Sean.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show, sports program. It's September 18th. We are live at 7-ish. I had some delays before getting on the new StreamYard, but Daddy says, we called Ward Daddy on the last episode, but Daddy says if he's gonna keep doing this for us, posting the episode as a podcast, we have to make sure to at least use the new StreamYard account because we merged all together here, so we're not paying for 10 accounts. Wow, we got a like from Marco Ortiz. Welcome aboard, Marco. You're a sports fan already. This episode's, I'm excited about this episode. We've been waiting all week. A couple weeks ago, we talked about how if we said the R word in reference to the Washington Football Club for Men, that we would have to take a shot of a very bad drink, and the choices were, what were they? They were Admiral Nelson rum. They were a Kettle One vodka knockoff. It was a Kettle One cucumber lime knockoff. That's what I chose. And then Hobble Creek. And we decided that whoever, we were going to do a vote, but then we decided whoever did the best in the pick'em would get to choose. And week one, Mr. Home Run Jack here did better than everybody on this show and a lot of other people.
Oh, yeah. I was on the pick'em.
How many did you get right?
I don't think I missed like three.
Yeah, I only got nine.
Yeah. I only got eight, and I thought it was a rough week, honestly. I thought everyone else would struggle too, but.
Well, which is weird because I thought we agreed on a lot of things.
Yeah. You two did. Here was my problem last week, and I was going to save it for the end of the show, but I'll just pepper it in now. I went third intentionally every time because Derek goes, well, you'll have more to say, so we'll have you go third. But there was three different picks that I changed because you two both agreed, and I was like, I'm not going to sit here and agree with both these motherfuckers.
See, but
so I switched to Carolina.
I switched
to Denver.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the third one, but...
Yeah, but the magic of the show. You remember when James Knave used to do the intro for our show, and he would call me the stat master, and I am not that. And the magic for the show is that you do go second because you do actually know more about the sport. And that's the way it's always been.
So...
And Sean's always been there, and you've always gone third.
So, I'm cool going last today, but I truly, truly... am not allowed to tinker with my picks once the show has started. Okay.
Good.
Everything that I have intentionally not opened the pick'em on my phone this time. So I can't sit here. I will have it up on my computer, and my computer is out of arm's reach. It is. You guys are so far away from me, I cannot even touch the keyboard.
Good call.
I have a wireless mouse. I'm just going to scroll.
To see what you have.
To see what I already have.
And then you're not going to change
guys
it.
Too much. That's fine. There is
the way it is, and that's the way it's always been.
There is one. I wasn't going to ever admit to this because I wouldn't be like, you stupid bitch to you. You're so stupid. I wanted to do that to you, but last week I originally had Miami picked because I wanted to be the one who was like, oh, but the Miami's always their kryptonite. Then you did it. And I'm like, oh, that's a bad idea if Derek's doing it. Like, because I was like, if he went there and I go there, like, that's instant bad credibility. Not that we have credibility, but yeah. It lowers our credibility even more when the two, not original hosts, because Sean's always been here, but two hosts of the show both pick against the Patriots when they're a -7.
And we'll talk about that. We'll get there.
But first, we do have two sets of consequences.
I on the show last week, I did say the R word. I said I did it. I screwed up.
Yep. And so, we did not have our punishment ready yet. Once again, we're not in a cult, but we didn't have our punishment ready yet.
We did not. We didn't even have one decided because we were waiting until pick 'em.
And Daddy was angry. So we must be punished for saying the R word. And by the way, the Washington Football Club organization of men is the official team of sports program. Mm-hmm.
It is. Sports we also program. Forgot to mention that.
And they got the.
Well, we'll save. I'll pour a little extra in here for the W, but
we're taking full shots, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, except for I'm using something that holds 3 ounces.
You're using a. Oh, by the way, do you ever notice in Oregon that they have a heavy hand? They pour the biggest shots in Oregon.
Oh yeah,
up and down.
I'm using my Mighty Ducks 2003 Western Conference shot glass. Very nice.
Well, when I was bartending, they would always tell me pour the first one the stiffest because then they'll keep coming back to you.
But then they just don't stop.
But then they don't stop.
Seriously, I had my friends from Idaho come for my birthday, and they literally now just, every time we talk about that birthday, they just say, "God damn the heavy hand of Oregon." Because they just pour. So what he has, times two.
Whew. So are you ready for this, boys?
Well, I wanted to...
We're never going to be ready.
I wanted to tell the folks I messed up. Well, I didn't mess up. They didn't have Hobble Creek at the liquor store I went to. So I got the next worst thing.
So,
but that is still bottom shelf whiskey.
Boys,
$8.
I can literally, my shot is 2 feet away from me right now, and I can smell it.
Yeah.
What's the volume on those, boys? 40?
It's just the regular. It's just the regular dose. It's a proper dose of whiskey, yeah. But
well, what kind of whiskey is it?
Blended.
It's
a Canadian whiskey though, right? Okay. It's supposed to be the style of.
They're both.
Oh,
Canadian,
or oh. No! It's not even supposed to be a bourbon, because even though it is from Kentucky, it is a 20% blend, which means the 80% is just grain alcohol.
You go.
So it is not whiskey.
Yeah.
It is 20% whiskey. It is 80% whatever they could do to make the rest of the booze.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. It smelled like pure gasoline.
Yeah, there's a reason it was $9 for an entire fifth of it. We should rewind, though, because some people...
Marco Ortiz pointed out... I'll highlight it here. I love this. Hand sanitizer is more expensive than your bottle, Home Run Jack.
it's, well, same as yours is.
Yeah, guys, but I feel like for someone who doesn't watch the show, they do not have the full scope of why this is happening.
Jake's so excited.
Jake,
I know we slightly explained it, but we tried to pick, each of us picked what we thought was in top of our head, the biggest penalty.
Yeah.
Of a shot to drink. If this we is not continue a gift. To say the wrong word, the wrong team name of the Washington Football Club organization of men. So
yeah,
okay.
Put it all across the jersey, baby. Washington team, club, organization of football guys, or just most dudes.
Washington and, football club for men is what I've been liking. Like, it's like the hair club.
Yeah, for men. But But they might have like a female assistant somewhere. But actually, I bet they don't. I bet other organizations like the Niners we know does because of the commercials. Because if you got it, you got to flaunt it in 2020.
Well,
because people care. Is there a woman? Is there a person of color? We have to know.
And now we do.
If they have both, if you have a combo, a woman who may not be white, holy shit, you better make two commercials.
I'm not ready for this.
The only reason I'm still talking is because I'm delaying.
guys, I dominated Pick'em. I got to choose. I don't feel bad. And this is 17 weeks of this, so be ready.
Here's the difference between me and Derek. If we don't say the name of the Washington Football Club for Men, if we don't say the old name,
mm-hmm.
at least, how many, 16 times? We'd have to say it once a week to finish the bottle.
Okay, but here's I think we should also do this.
Here's what, you gotta let me finish this thought real quick. What I'm saying is, me and Derek will only finish the bottle if we say the wrong name every single week. But Sean, I have a feeling you're gonna finish your bottle before the season's over.
I propose another little
outside of the show.
He's gonna have to go buy another bottle to finish the challenge.
By the way, I stopped drinking this for a reason. I moved on from Canadian Hunter to Hobble Creek. So what's that tell you about Canadian Hunter?
Is Canadian Hunter also a 20% Canadian whiskey blend?
It's 40. It's 40%. It's 80 proof. It doesn't actually tell me, dude.
That's because you want to know why? Because yours is actual Canadian whiskey. Ours is a 20% whiskey blend.
I want Hobble Creek, guys.
And they made up the rest of it of Taco Bell meat and gasoline.
And ferment. I bet the other whiskeys don't have to say 100% whiskey because you know when you buy it, that's what it is.
I did almost say it. But what I was going to say is we should also take a shot for the Washington Club.
Club of Men.
When they lose a game. So when they lose the game,
can we just see how this goes, bud?
One shot.
But can we just see how this goes before?
It's not good for any of us. So let's just do it.
I'm just saying before we promise, we're gonna take extra shots. Yeah. Can we see how it goes?
I want to play it by ear a little bit.
Well, they won last week, so we don't have to take one.
That's true.
But we do have to take one because of the thing that Derek said when he said the thing.
That is my bad.
This was
I thought I was not going to be the one to say it. God help us.
Go Lakers.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Dude, it's like if Lagavulin fucked its sister and then out came this.
I can just, it tastes like 2009.
Yeah, it tastes, it, I mean, take this how you want to, but it reminds me of being 14.
I don't think I've ever had this.
I don't think I've ever had this. It was my 15th birthday. I gave my friend's older brother $30, and I said, "Get me as much booze as you can get me for $30."
He got you three bottles of Hobble Creek.
He got me a half gallon of R&R. And a fifth of Idaho Silver, which is a $6.95 bottle of rubbing alcohol.
I should have picked that.
You're not going to find can you find Idaho Silver?
Well, that's the thing is here I could just do Hood River because that's.
But there. Isn't Idaho Silver? So on the bottle of Idaho Silver, it says it's made in Oregon.
Oh, does it?
It's Idaho. Not made in Idaho.
Hood River is just as disgusting.
Oh, my God.
I reviewed Hood River on the Home Run Jack beer review. Rest in peace.
Guys, I don't know. I'm fine.
If you want to take another, I'll take another.
Nope.
For the victory.
Nope.
Oh, no, man. I said I'm fine.
He didn't say I'm fired up to have another.
Yeah, I said I'm fine. I said that'll be enough for me. Thanks.
Yep. All right. Well,
all right.
We'll see what happens. The show is still going.
But I want it to be known that I took my punishment for Poppy, for Daddy. I took it like a champ. We're not in a cult. I took it like a champ.
And clear, if either one of us says it, we all take it.
We did not. Yeah. We did not have to send. Are we using his name, or are we just calling him Daddy now?
Daddy. Yeah, Daddy.
We didn't have to send him any collateral to be in this group.
Nope.
Nope.
He doesn't own us for real.
No.
I mean, all right.
But he does. But he owns us.
But he does.
This is the only time. This is our only chance to ask for help.
He does, though. So, NBA playoffs, man. Let's 15 minutes on basketball. Let's get it out of the gate. First off, the Clippers, just wow. I love the idea of Paul George saying, "Nah, it wasn't a championship or bust, but they have no draft picks for the foreseeable future." Yeah. There are 12-year-olds who watched that team lose this week that will be eligible to be drafted for this team the next time they're able to draft.
A first-rounder, yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
First round.
That's if they don't trade, right? If they never trade anybody.
But they don't, like, who are they going to trade? Paul George.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, there are 12-year-olds.
Well, like did you see the way that he played?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, so did everyone else. Everyone else saw that. Who's going to want Paul George? Paul George has also been on two small market teams and found his way out of them. Like, if I'm a small market team, I'm not giving up a first rounder for him.
Yeah. Which is suck because he was such a big deal on the Pacers. Like, when he was free agent or whatever he was, and I was like, I want him to come to LA.
He was a big deal on the Thunder. He did better on the Thunder.
But no, I know that he's the only person who made an excuse, and he's the only person who said, it's going to take a couple of years. He's the only person who said that when everyone else was like, no, we wanted to win right now. It was championship or bust. He's the only one who made an excuse. He also was the only one who played bad the entire playoffs minus two games.
Yeah.
Kawhi had his first bad game, and every single other person disappeared. Lou Williams, no one's going to talk about him because he's a sixth man, but he went 4 for 24. When your sixth man is shooting 24 shots in a game, you can blame him a little too.
Oh, you can blame that whole team. I watched the entire last quarter and a half of that game. It was disgusting.
Right. And it
didn't even care.
And you want to say, like, the Denver defense may have contributed to that, but like, I'm watching the game right now, and Denver gave the Lakers 60% shooting in the first half. The Lakers already have 76 points. The Lakers are going to have more points in three quarters of this game than the Clippers had all of the game 7. That's a game 7. So, and it doesn't like completely tarnish Kawhi for me, because I still think it's like Kawhi and LeBron as like these two above everyone else and then everyone else. I still think that. But it to me, it takes Paul George completely out of the top 10 players in the world talk altogether, because I had him at like 9 or 10 in best players in the league. And I don't know if I have him in the top 15.
You can put Alex Caruso before him at this point.
This is every year for him now. This is him with three different teams now.
Can you guys imagine?
Danny Green.
Can you imagine if it ends up being the Heat and the Nuggets for how they set up everything through this bubble? Clearly, they wanted LA and a big market like Boston,
yeah,
like to be the two teams. Could you imagine if it's the Heat and the Nuggets?
I've been having that thought all week.
A disappointment that would be to Adam Silver.
And how they pushed the Pelicans, right?
Yeah.
How they pushed this whole thing.
Yeah.
I
just can't even imagine. I mean, you know, going into the bubble, they're like, hey, the Lakers are hot. You know, you're going to get somebody in there like Boston, even like Toronto, you know, who won last year.
But also, like, I'm sure they said, no matter who wins the East, going into it, you know, they thought the Bucks were going to win the East. And they said, worst thing that happens is the Celtics win it instead. And then we have Lakers, Celtics. Celtics have the most championships of all time. Lakers are only behind them by one.
Right.
How great would that be? And then even if we don't get that, then we have Battle LA in the Western Conference Finals, which is going to have outstanding ratings. They're probably not going to get any of that shit. So
I don't know, man. Like, I feel like the Nuggets, just like Cleveland, that 3-1 comeback, that's the kind of shit that gets like people who just kind of nonchalantly watch. Like, that draws people in who really don't care. That like
still, 3-1 comeback. And it's still not the right. It's still, I mean, the best ideal would have been.
Yeah.
It's not what they wanted, but I'm saying they got something now.
You'll get people who will tune in.
I think it draws people in because when Cleveland did it, like I watched that whole series because Cleveland started coming back. You know what I mean? I was like, I don't give a fuck about Golden State. And then I watched every game after that.
Yeah, I think what he's just saying, and I agree completely with Derek, is that the ratings won't even compare.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't think they will. And so the other thing is we're like regular season football is already taking over the landscape.
Right.
Regardless. Even if we got Celtics-Lakers, you're only getting the diehard basketball guys.
Yeah, it was already going to be tough with Celtics-Lakers.
Now, today, what is it today? There's 9 professional sports going on, different professional sports going on today.
What do we got? We got soccer,
there's
hockey,
golf,
football, golf, basketball, tennis.
Definitely.
I'm trying to think of what else. Well, technically, like with like tennis and stuff like that, I think they count like the male and the female as like 2 different things, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Like boxing, UFC, it's all going on.
NASCAR.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all going on this weekend. Boxing, UFC, there's a big UFC fight tomorrow. Well, a big free one. It's big for a free one. But I don't think the ratings will compare, but 2 things. I like the idea of Heat versus Lakers if it does happen. I
actually like that a lot.
Personally, when the Heat – beat the Lakers, I would like to say that it's always been because of Eric Spoelstra, and that that LeBron James is a system player because Eric Spoelstra won the championships. 2 of his 3 championships were coached by Eric Spoelstra. He's a system player. He always has been. He's never that good.
You're quoting the narrative from the NFL.
Exactly.
Cool.
Exactly. Spoelstra's Belichick, man.
I'll be your Belichick right now.
Spoelstra's Belichick. And then once the Heat win, then I can say I always knew that. And then the one Cleveland championship was just obviously rigged. It wasn't real. So I think that would be great if I could just say that he was a system player. I know that's not true, by the way. But I want... The reason I like that is because of when LeBron got to Miami and he didn't want Spoelstra to be his coach. That's why I like it.
Yeah.
But
that's a fair point too, Marco. They have lost some viewership because of the strike
a couple weeks ago. That's what I was gonna say is politics 1, football 2, and then what's funny is then football is doing it. So then they're like, well, maybe they all suck, but they still are watching something.
Well, so you know, and I hope that's fine.
I'm just saying the casuals are gone already, is what I think both me and Derek are getting at. The casual watchers that are just happy sports back, some of them are gone already. Then football takes some because they lost them because of the politics. Then football takes some. And then if you get rid of the marquee names that the common fan knows, like LeBron James or Giannis or whoever, Kawhi.
Well, fuck's sake, if you haven't been watching basketball for the last couple of years, you don't even know that Jimmy Butler is on the Heat right now.
And then even if you do, he's the only Heat person you know.
Right.
You don't know Duncan Robinson. You don't know the rookie Tyler Hero unless you're a huge college basketball nut.
Right.
You're literally talking about me.
But these are their best players.
I know there's some Blazers. There's some Blazers fans that are rooting for them because of Myers Leonard.
But he hasn't played like a minute.
No.
These whole playoffs. Because he's their backup to their backup. Bam's their starter and their all-star. And then Kelly Olynyk's his backup. And then Myers Leonard will probably never play a minute for those guys ever again. But like Bam Adebayo ended up being an all-star this year, and no one knew who he was before the season.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. It'll be interesting. But it'll be interesting in how uninteresting it is if it ends up being the Heat and the Nuggets.
I'll be there the whole way through, baby. Unless there's like a Sunday game, I'll be there the whole way through.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, we're going to watch.
I hate that because that kind of matchup is what – it's like when the Super Bowl comes around, if the Niners aren't there, I want to see two teams playing in the Super Bowl that I have never seen in the Super Bowl. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Super Bowl is different. Everyone watches it no matter what.
I'm gonna watch it no matter what. Heat Nuggets would be so cool. It'd be cool. Like when was a Heat Nugget NBA championship?
Never. That's never happened.
Exactly. Amazing.
The Nuggets have never won one, right?
That way, I want the Lakers to lose.
But there's two things there. One, the Lakers are a matchup goddamn nightmare for the Nuggets. There's no way the Nuggets win this series. No way.
But they said that about everything else for the Nuggets.
This is different. This is so much different. They can throw two or three people at Jokic, and they only have two options. It's Murray or Jokic. That's it. They can throw people off their bench. They can throw JaVale McGee, Dwight Howard, whoever they want at him, and they can all guard him. These are all like guys who are good enough to be defensive player of the year or have been defensive player of the year. They can throw all these at the big guy.
Then JaVale McGee is not even a starter, and he's still one of the best defenders as a center ever.
And they have three wings they can throw at Murray. So they have options. Two, I don't think the Celtics are done. More than I believe in the Lakers beating the Nuggets, I believe that the Celtics are coming back in that series.
Are the Heat 2-0 right now?
2-0.
Okay.
And these would have been two home games for the Celtics. So like if we weren't in the bubble, this would be 2-0, which brings me to my question for you guys.
Okay.
That I have before we get off basketball.
Sure.
Two of the three best players in the NBA are out of the playoffs. That's Giannis and Kawhi. And Giannis, sure, if you want to say maybe James Harden or someone else is better, sure. But either way, then three of the four best players are out now. Do you guys believe that is because of, one, the bubble, the delay, the location, lack of home team, whatever you want to call it? Or do you believe that it's because we do not have a single big three this season? We talked about it before the year started. Everyone's got a big two. It was Russell and Westbrook. It was Anthony and James. It's Middleton and Giannis. It's Embiid and Simmons. It's George and Kawhi. We could keep going. They're all big twos.
Mm-hmm.
No one's got a big three yet. You could maybe say the Celtics definitely have more than two, but Kemba's not playing like a superstar. Jaylen Brown always shows up when he feels like it. It's Tatum. It's really just Tatum is the big one.
I mean, even if you think about it, people give a lot of credit. The only team that really you hear people talk about like a big three is like the Blazers. People will give credit to Dame, CJ, and Nurk, and they're out. Like, the only team that right. really has, like, their big three is Dame, CJ,
but when Nurk, you think of, and when they you think lost. Of, when you think of real big threes, like what a right. real big three is, the Spurs big three, they're all Hall of Famers. The Heat big right. three, they're all Hall of Famers. The Golden State Warriors big three, they're all Hall of Famers. So is the league just more balanced this year, which means if it stays this way, we're going to get this more often. There's just more parity, or is it just the bubble?
Well, I don't think it's the bubble because it was kind of heading that way anyways before the COVID thing, right?
I mean, yeah, the seeding was still the seeding, though, and a lot of the top seed in the East and the top seed in the West are both, or second to top seed in the West are both gone.
Yeah,
would that have happened either way?
There's still no big three that you're looking for. So I mean,
so I like the question. I do think I don't think it's the bubble. So first off, I don't.
Yeah,
think that, I mean that's if right. there was no bubble, I yeah. don't think Houston advances past LA at any cost.
Yeah.
I don't think it happens with who they have, Russell, Harden.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
now you throw another like. I mean, is Russell a Hall of Famer? I don't know. You throw another caliber player in there like Harden, Russell Westbrook. And another third in there?
Yeah. See, then when we're talking about three All-Stars.
Right.
You know. So I really do think, I think it's just a balanced league. I'm hoping we see this more. Also, something that I didn't throw in there is that the Warriors aren't in the mix. So that could be why there's so much parity. But ultimately, Rockets were built to beat the Warriors. And the Lakers are a nightmare for that. Because if you're made to beat the Warriors on the perimeter, you're not going to be able to beat the Lakers down under. And no one seems to have an answer for them. But I think it's incredibly balanced. Like, the Heat doesn't even have a big two. Unless, like, Goran Dragic is the only guy you could consider the guy who is equally there. Which, someone needs to finally put some goddamn respect on that guy. Because he's been in the league for 12 years. He was Steve Nash's backup in Phoenix, so no one gave a damn about him. And he's still here, and he's putting up like 26 points, I think, in the last game. But yeah, I don't think it's the bubble. I think the bubble is a good excuse for people like Paul George.
Yeah.
Ultimately, I just think this is today's NBA, and I think that gives a lot of people a reason to be excited about their team next year, because your team could be the Nuggets or the Heat.
Well, one of the most frustrating things is about basketball is it's so, which I think you said it last week or maybe the week before,
predictable.
Predictable it is.
Right.
When was the Lakers in the playoffs the last time? Last time Dwight was in.
Oh, it's been a while. Yeah, I don't actually know which year that was.
Over 10 years, I think.
It was like 2011.
Yeah, so almost a decade. Yeah.
So, like for me, everything fell apart after the Steve Nash, Meta World Peace, Dwight Howard.
Right.
So, like to see like something like this, and where it's like, I don't like to know that my team is like dominant.
Right.
I mean, cool. It's cool if your team keeps winning, but it's like if they lose, they don't make the playoffs. I want the playoffs to be random.
Right. So. Right. But yeah, I think some interesting things I thought of this week were one was that which was once again brought to me by Sean Marshall, the man. He's always got a hot take ready to go for me.
Pretty much part of the show.
And then the other one's the rating thing, which is awesome that Derek brought it up because I was thinking the same thing. Like, what happens if the Celtics and the Lakers don't make the finals?
Right. That was the first thing I thought once the Heat got 2-0. That's the first thing I thought. I'm like, God, can we have the Heat in the Nuggets? Like, Adam Silver's got to be shitting himself right now.
I don't think we're getting the Nuggets.
I personally don't think so either. I really do think the Lakers are going to win. I think it'll be either the Heat or the Celtics. It doesn't matter. As long as the Lakers are there, it doesn't matter. I do think there's like a part of like Adam Silver though that's like, did we really set up this whole bubble for the late for the Heat and the Nuggets?
Yeah,
I love that. I love it. If you guys keep saying that, and I'm a Lakers fan. I kind of hope they lose.
No,
I would love to see that. I would love to see the Heat and the Nuggets play.
Listen, I would absolutely love to see the Lakers.
I would also love to see the Heat and the Nuggets as well. Yeah,
we would all love to see it. We're talking about the ratings. We're strictly talking about the ratings here, and they will do terrible.
Casual fans will, regardless of who wins in the East, casual fans will go, oh, LeBron's in it.
This will go down as just as bad as the 2004 Pistons Spurs, where the average score was 77 points a game for each team, and nobody fucking watched it except for me.
Okay, well.
You and the city of San Antonio.
Yeah, and Detroit. And I don't even know if Detroit watched it.
All right, we're done with basketball.
We're busy. Yeah, we stayed on it for too long.
We tried.
Before we move on to the NFL, I sent a fun text to some old coworkers today where I just a bunch of I told you so's. And I just wanted to I just thought it was interesting. Today there are reports out now. So we saw the Big Ten's coming back. We were texting about it this week. The Big Ten's coming back. I don't know how many games they're going to get. Maybe 8 or 9. I don't even know.
It's 8. The schedule's
it's 8 game. Okay. Now we're hearing about the Pac-12 because the Pac-12's original decision was based on the Big Ten. Because the Pac-12 didn't want to be the one big conference that's like, no, we're not going to do it. Like they were waiting for the Big Ten to make the decision. So the Big Ten announces, okay, we're coming back. So now the Pac-12, they're scrambling. Are they going to come back? I sent some I told you so's to some coworkers some ex-coworkers who were saying like, no, I don't know if we have football this year. And I said, listen, there's too much money in it. I said, first off, there's no way the SEC, the ACC, or the Big 12 are not going to play. There's no way, especially the SEC. Like that was my big one. Like the SEC's absolutely going to play. Those states don't even believe there's a pandemic. They're absolutely playing football. They don't give a hot shit. They're playing football. That's what those states have. And I just find it hilarious and sad. I think I don't think the teams were wrong by being maybe premature on canceling a season. But I do think there was a way of handling it, and by at least delaying responses like the SEC did, where it's basically like, no, we're playing this year. We're going to play sometime. We're going to play. And then being able to cancel one game at a time if it came to that. They've kind of played the long game, and now that's been working out. And now these teams are starting to see. So the last couple weekends, there has been college football on, which, by the way, I love that, like, college game day is at, like, schools I've never heard of. College game days, they're like, and they're doing, like, in-depth, like, college, analytics, you know, they're all talking about, like, these teams, like, they give a hot shit who's playing, like, oh, man, I really think that this team's going to do this, and you're like, no, you don't. You're there because that's who's playing this weekend. But I do think that those smaller schools that are playing have these bigger schools now, like, on the ropes. Like, shit, we got to be playing football right now. Like, look what's going on TV. These schools are making TV money right now, these small schools.
Yep.
They're making TV money.
The obvious one was Ohio, right? Ohio State.
Yeah,
because they're the only university in Ohio that wasn't playing. University of Ohio was playing. Toledo was playing. Every other University of Cincinnati, they're all playing. And they go, we're the only ones in the entire state who aren't. How does this make sense?
Not to mention high schools and junior highs. High schools are playing football right now. Junior highs are playing football right now. It's still happening. So then you have these colleges that are like, man, we're missing out on this. Like right now, the Pac-12's, you know, they were slated for no games, and now they're scrambling. They're absolutely scrambling to get going.
Well, they're getting now that FOMO. Even,
right.
They got that FOMO.
So I feel bad, honestly, for the conferences to now be able to have to now have to make that decision. Like, do we need to be playing, especially that? So, like, Oregon was supposed to have a big game with Ohio State this year,
right?
And now I'm wondering if we might see that happen at some point. Yeah, I feel like if the Pac-12 comes back, we will see Ohio State and Oregon.
Well, and then I was supposed to be a big Ducks fan this year, so that really
right. Sucks. Well, you might get your opportunity, well, baby.
We were supposed to, right?
No, we were going to be you and I don't have a team.
They're the official team of the sports program, along right. with the Washington Football Club for men.
So we were jumping in to be Ducks fans, which is fine. I don't have a Pac-12 team or a college team. So
I think if they're only going to play the 8 games, though, they have to all be in conference because you have to declare a conference champion. So for like every other team in the Big Ten, for every other team in the Big Ten to play 8 conference games and the Ohio State we're only going to play 7. I just don't think that's – I wish it would happen because this was the year I believe that it was – I want to say this was the year that it was going to be in Oregon. I could be wrong. But, that would have been huge. So,
I mean, it would have been a little cooler with Justin Herbert, but
the overall team is better though. They have a lot of, and now we know that, like a couple of their players that are supposed to be like top, not just top, like first round draft picks, but top 5 draft picks have opted
out this season. Yeah.
But,
So here is the question I was going to bring to you. So Ohio State's going to come back. They're going to play 8 games. If we're going to have there is going to be a national championship. That's what we've been told.
Yep.
They're going for that.
They've already said there's going to be bowl games.
Yep.
And the national champion is going to be one of them. How does Ohio State look when it comes to only playing 8 games?
They got
to
go undefeated.
Yeah, they'll have
but
to.
But it's 8 games plus. It's 8 games plus your conference championship, and the conference championship is scheduled. So 9, and the conference championship is scheduled to end the day before Selection Sunday, or like the day they pick. So, who's going? So they're in it. They're in it. Okay. Now we got to find out if the Pac-12, if they come back in time, if they're going to get enough games in. I think if you're Ohio State and you go undefeated, you have a lot better chance than being Oregon or USC or Arizona State. If you're any of those and go 8-0, you probably still don't make it into. I don't know if they're doing a 4 or they're doing a national championship game. They'll probably just do a regular national championship.
And Notre Dame is in the ACC now, right?
They're in the ACC for the year. They should probably be in the ACC forever.
Well, I think it would be nice. That's who I originally tried to follow. And everyone was like, well, they're independent, so fuck them. And that's what everyone would always say. They're independent.
I mean, I actually did follow them too. And I didn't hear other people say fuck them for being independent also. One of the reasons why I quit rooting for them is because they were independent, and every time it seemed like they'd gone to any type of playoff or anything, it was like, oh, they don't belong here. You would watch it, and it would go, oh, like this was a good team for playing the teams they played, but this isn't that they're not it. They're not. They need to be in a conference and win it.
Another good point by Marco, and the one thing I'd like to emphasize there. Derek, because I think he kind of painted the narrative a little wrong on the Pac-12 being dependent on the Big Ten. Stanford had canceled anyways. Stanford was already out. They're Stanford. If the Pac-12 comes back, it won't be a Pac-12 because Stanford will not be there regardless. Okay. That should be known. Like them and maybe like one or two other California schools are probably going to sit this one out. So we might get a Pac 9. We might get a Pac 10. I don't think we're getting a Pac 12, though, which is going to make it even harder for whoever wins it to get to anything. They might still get to a Rose Bowl, though. We might still have a Big Ten versus Pac 12 Rose Bowl, which.
Well, I think that's actually one of the points is I do think that even without the national championship, I do think some of those other bowls, though, that like they're thinking like we can recoup some of these costs if we have like if we have the Rose Bowl, if we have the Tostita Fiesta Bowl, if we have these bowls.
So are they going to have fans at it, or is this just all TV revenue, whatever?
And one of the good point for Marco again. The California teams, but also it's not only because of COVID at this point now, right? I mean, it's obviously because of the fires too. Like it's just there's so much going on. There's a lot of factors.
We got some rain here in Oregon, if you guys wanted to know.
Because you got some rain.
Some of the big fires were straight out of here, and we got rain all day today.
So. Yeah, my mom shared that with me from over there too, which is awesome.
That's good.
We'll touch on that.
Does it more?
I got questions for you, bud.
Okay.
So are we moving on.
Okay.
Hey, I want to talk about it a little bit. I want to talk about it. I wanted to talk a little bit about NFL, or about the those divisions coming back in.
I'm ready to root for the Ducks with my boy Quack over here.
Oh, what's happening?
Well, let's go NFL.
Okay.
So first off, I just got to say, I know that Ben Roethlisberger really needed a win for that, but I really feel like that fans of the Steelers needed that as well. That was just a nice, Monday night win. It was fun. There were so many. I don't know if you guys saw. There were so many funny memes of for Ben Roethlisberger when he scrambles. Like people were posting pictures of like. David Harbour from Stranger Things, like when he runs, like that's what Ben looks like when he's scrambling. And there were so many like really funny memes of it. You know what? For how old he looks and, you know, when he's scrambling, the guy still does it. Of course, they had him on his radio show that he's always on. You know, he's a guest on there. And of course, he's talking about how much he hurt the next day and blah, blah, blah. He's so transparent with all of his injuries, and I absolutely hate it. But he said he felt like he got hit by a car the next day. And
well, yeah, I mean, he didn't play for like almost a whole year. Yeah. You know?
Hey, man, with that offensive line, he can say how hurt he is. No one's getting to him. So I don't know what it is specifically when Ben's healthy with that line, but they have chemistry, man.
Yeah. Anyway,
so him and those receivers, they looked great.
So I will say that was that wasn't my surprise from week one, but that was my feel good moment for week one to have them go play. I think a good Giants team.
Yeah.
Maybe that's one of my little surprises. I think the Giants might be a good team.
Go ahead, Zach.
I was trying to say on the show last week. Right. The Giants will be a good team. And spoiler alert, the Eagles are dog shit. Yeah. So the Giants have a very good chance to win that division, but we'll circle back to that.
Yeah. So I guess one more thought on it is it was nice to see the Steelers beat the Giants because it wasn't like that watching them beat a really bad team. It felt like they were playing a good team that has every – the Giants will have every opportunity to be a good team this year. It was nice to see the Steelers win a tough game definitively with Ben looking healthy. It was nice. The fans of the Steelers needed it. I think Ben needed it. It was good. That was a good week for me. That was nice. Despite me doing so badly on Pick'em.
Well, I mean, they made
my surprises.
Still did better than me.
They did good against Saquon Barkley. I mean, that's good.
Saquon down.
Yeah, the Steeler defense was something I was definitely not surprised about. They were so good. Ben had more rushing yards than both James Conner and Saquon Barkley.
That was hilarious to you. Well, fuck James Conner, right?
Yeah, Snell carried the ball 24 times, so Snell, Conner should be taken out of that equation.
Snell's good. He might be the guy. I think Snell's the guy.
Any running back can be good with that offensive line. We've already seen it. Anyone.
Which is actually a point that you made last week. Yeah, you are absolutely right. The Steelers don't need an overpaid running back. If you have that offensive line, you have a decent guy in there like Snell, they'll be fine for the season.
Are you alive? James
Conner's got to wake up, though.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's not that he's not woke up. He just gets hurt.
Yeah, the number one qualification they look for in a Steelers running back is, are you healthy? That's it.
Right.
Are you healthy? We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
James Conner's great when he's great. When he's great. And I drafted him, so fuck me. Anyways, let's go. Let's go. Continue.
Surprises, though. I like that, though. Sean, did you have any big surprises for week one?
So I watched a lot of the games. It's like I want to be like, oh, yeah, the Raiders and the Panthers look great. It was a close game, but it's like it's the Raiders and the Panthers, so do we know yet?
See, I had the Panthers winning that game because I think both teams are actually good.
Yeah, and I picked the Raiders, so that's why we're drinking Hobble Creek. I guess it could have gone either way. I don't think so, actually, honestly. I just think the Raiders have that little bit of edge.
Right. They're going to win it at the end, yeah.
I think it just
– The Teddy Bridgewater isn't going to move the ball when you need him to move the ball. There's a huge difference between Teddy Bridgewater and, like, literally just look at the other three quarterbacks in that division. Like, look at – like, Matty Ice is called Matty Ice because that's what he does. He has, like, the most fourth-quarter comebacks since he's been in the league. Drew Brees is a lock for that. He probably has the most of any quarterback in their career. And then there's Tom Brady, who has the most epic comeback of all time. Like, when any of them want to take over a game, they take over a game because that's needed. But you're not going to get that from Teddy Bridgewater, which is something I didn't think about when I was picking this. I just went, like, Carolina Panthers, they can play defense. They have a great running back. Teddy Bridgewater is a great game manager. If you would have told me that these teams were going to combine for 64 points, I would have said, get the fuck out of here. So, that game surprised me in the fact that both teams scored that much.
Yeah. It was a huge game. It was 30-34, right?
Yeah, 64 total points. My surprises weren't really who won or who lost. I kind of like week one's a total feeler out game. Yeah. What was more crazy to me was some of the comebacks, right? Washington came back on Philadelphia, and Philadelphia dominated the first half of that game.
What was that, 24-0?
They were up, I believe Philadelphia was up either 14-0 or 17-0 at halftime. Washington won 27-17.
Because I messaged you, and I go, I need Washington to score some points.
Right, because you're playing against the Eagles defense in fantasy, right? Yeah. Yep. So that one. I'm sure I said something.
You said not going to happen.
Well, yeah, because you would have thought.
Against our boys, the Washington football.
Oh, did I already say the name wrong? I think I just said.
No, you didn't. I'm listening to for it, baby. I don't want to drink any more of that ever.
I don't know. You might have. We might need Daddy to go take a replay.
We'll let Daddy replay it. We'll figure it out later. We'll do it in post. The other one was the Lions. I thought the Lions were going into this game. I was like, the Lions, they're finally going to get their stuff together this year. They have multiple options at running back. I did not think their number one option was going to be Adrian goddamn Peterson, but Kerryon Johnson clearly still isn't the guy. And Swift.
Marco would know. I'm trusting him on that. Okay. I absolutely would trust him on that. And
I think Adrian Peterson would be the number one ball carrier. Two, Swift dropping that touchdown catch was something that rookie will never forget because that would have won the game. Yeah.
The Lion's going to Lion.
the fact that all of a sudden, after playing three dog shit quarters, which was really a microcosm of his career, all of a sudden, Mitchell Trubisky just puts together like three touchdowns in the fourth quarter. I don't think anyone saw that coming. So that's another comeback surprise. And I believe there was one more. I'm trying to remember what it was. The Jacksonville goddamn Jaguars.
Yeah, mine.
Beating the Colts.
Okay, so I before you give your actual great analysis for this, I am ready to say that I'm going to jump on the Sean at Home Run Jack 1987 bandwagon and say, I really like Gardner Minshew, and I am going to root for him. I think it's awesome that he made this comeback. And also,
Well, that's the thing, right? The Colts' defense is supposed to be pretty good, right?
Yeah, they
were supposed to be pretty good last year, which is something that I keep talking about, and they always disappoint you.
Well, maybe you keep saying that about teams.
I think Gardner Minshew could be a starter quarterback. I'm going to say it.
Well, he did.
Because Baker Mayfield was drafted number one, and I think Gardner Minshew is a better quarterback than Baker Mayfield.
Hands down. That
hurts me to hear, but that's fine.
Minshew reminds me of, and I said it multiple times on the show last year, he reminds me, and I definitely text the people once a week. I actually probably didn't say it on the show because I don't like when Cougar fans hear me say nice things. But I definitely message people like Sean this in private. Gardner Minshew reminds me of San Diego Charger Drew Brees before he became New Orleans Saint Drew Brees. You could tell he was a pro quarterback, but you could tell the team also wanted to move on from him in some way. Like, they're going, if they get a good draft pick next year, they're going to replace him.
I want to throw this out there right now. As a team with an aging quarterback, if for some reason,
oh, he'd be a great Saint. Yeah, I know where you're going with this. Not Steelers. You think he'd be great if he was a Saint and replaced Drew Brees?
No, I would love if Gardner Minshew's out there. At least as a number one backup, I would definitely take him on the Steelers. I absolutely
you said this about Cam Newton.
I would also take Cam Newton still.
You like big boys. You like big beefy boys.
Yeah, but also I think he was fun to watch. Man, that was a fun game. It was fun to watch Gardner Minshew be good.
He didn't even throw for 200 yards, buds. I mean, yes, he threw for three touchdowns, no picks or whatever it was. He looked
19 out of 20.
Yeah, but a team like the Saints would maximize the munch on that guy.
I agree.
Is what I'm saying. He goes from 192 yards and three touchdowns to 300 yards.
Speaking of
a league legend. But what he doesn't have this amazing arm power similar to Drew Brees, whose arm is terrible now. He doesn't have this great arm power, but he just has a way of like pushing the ball into like a spot where you're like, how did he know Shark was going to be able to get there? Yeah. It's just so crazy accurate the way he just touches the ball into spots.
Well, that makes Shark very valuable in fantasy, which is great.
Well, not only that, but they have that rookie from Colorado, Chenault, however you say it. But that dude, I made a couple sneaky moves on him this week. Because even though he only had three catches last week and a touchdown, I think that dude is only going to get better, and we might start to see him in some sort of Tyreek Hill type of role later down the road.
And Marco, I agree, except for I thought that they would have the number one draft pick because I honestly thought they were going with Gardner Minshew because they wanted to tank for Trevor. Well, I really did think that.
Hold the fucking phone, dude. The team that's tanking for Trevor Lawrence is the fucking Patriots.
So no.
you guys both talk about teams that tank. Teams players don't tank. NFL players don't tank. They all have jobs to keep, and those are that's a very fragile line that those guys are putting.
Who has opted out players in the league?
That's fair.
They still have a top five defense.
That's true.
They're not tanking.
I don't care. They're
Bill Belichick doesn't tank. That team is going to win their division.
No, yeah, they're not. The Bills.
Yes, they are.
The Bills.
They are going to have a better record than the Bills.
Yeah.
No.
I agree. And Cam looked really good. Okay, so maybe that was
a whole bottle on it. I'll put a whole bottle.
That wasn't a surprise from me. I did think that Cam was going to look good. I hoped Cam was going to look good, but for some reason, it was still like watching that. I was still like, "Good for you!" Like running in a couple, he looked good.
Carried
the
ball like 15 times. Yeah,
he looked like he was having fun. Remember, Zach? Remember we've talked about Sean's been on the show too. He's always been here. It's always been that way. But remember we talked about when Cam Newton looks like he's having fun out there though. Fucking look out! Look out for whatever team he's on when he's having fun.
You know what though? You know what I don't like about that? Is when he's losing, he looks like a little bitch. He's trying. It looks like he gives up.
Don't get me wrong. I hope the Patriots win zero more games. And I hope the Bills win all the more games.
I like the Patriots. They beat Seattle when no one else could. And I will suck everyone's dick on that team for that.
I wish you would. And I wish we had.
Yeah, it would be on Pornhub. Instantly
video proof of it.
But it would get 100% thumbs up. It would get 100%
any more takeaways or surprises.
I'm ready for the new because we're at an hour. It's time to start the goods.
I had something to say.
Doing the new picks.
One of your notes though, real quick. Did I learn anything about fantasy? I learned that. Yes, I did learn some stuff about fantasy. First off, I did learn actually how to drop and add players on my team. Thank God.
Did I help?
Both of you helped actually. I started digging around and figuring out how to figure it out, and I got it. One thing I did learn is that the projected points does not matter. I still lost.
No, projections are so.
Don't even look at that.
You can look at it a little bit, but some people hang their hat on it. Some people are like, "Well, here are my," and they'll draft completely based off of projections. But like, just pay a little bit of attention. Be like, I watched this game. Yes, the guy only had 3 or 4 catches, but they looked at him 9 times. Like, I saw them try to throw to him 9 times, which means that they keep doing that. Yep, and matchups. So, like, a good one that I said on the chat this week is Russell Gage. So, yes, Russell Gage for the Atlanta Falcons did have 9 catches on 12 targets last week because it was garbage time and they were trying to come back. But in the first half, before it was garbage time, when the game was close, he had more targets still than Calvin Ridley and Julio Jones. And that was when the game was close. That was pre-garbage time. The
thing is, he just mentioned the name, and then I read his – because you can go read the, you know,
Yahoo, the bios.
The bios. You go read what they say, and I just picked up Russell Gage for no reason because he said something, and then I read the bio, and I just picked him up just to have on the bench, like, for no reason. I don't need him. I don't need him. I have Julio Jones.
It's nice to have those extra guys, though. And I'm in a tough spot because Michael Thomas may or may not still play on Monday night, and people are offering me trades where they're trying to give me Emmanuel Sanders because they know I'm desperate. But I don't know if I need to be desperate.
Do not look, dude. Stay strong. Stay strong. Listen.
For instance, and I know it's a bias here, some Steelers stuff, but
yeah.
I went and added Washington from the Steelers, and he's projected really low, but also I know he'll catch – if Ben throws him a touchdown pass, he'll catch it.
If you act like – the thing is sometimes being a fan is a benefit, same with the Russell Gage thing, because you actually watch the full game and really pay attention to it, and you know that dude – could go off.
As soon as I saw Washington on the waiver, I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get him, because I watch Pittsburgh play and I'm like, yeah, it's exactly it. If this guy goes off, like he can be huge.
Okay, huge. Let's move on. Let's move on to next week. Huge.
Huge. Okay, hold on.
Oh wait, Sean also has something.
Well, I was just gonna do. I would say hold on for this.
So, just real quick, you guys are talking about like surprises from week one or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you were mentioning those quarterbacks who can take it down to the wire and win the game. And yes. I was really shocked and surprised with how last year looked for the Niners, how Jimmy Garoppolo literally lost the game for San Francisco. And I've just been waiting to say that for a while.
Yeah.
In the show. Because it was very shocking. Like, they were right there. They did it all last year. And I don't know, like, Debo not having Emmanuel Sanders there or Debo. Right. You know, those are huge, but that was very surprising to me.
There was one thing I was surprised about, but I realized I was stupid. During the Saints and Buccaneers game, there was a couple times watching the game there where I was like, God damn, Drew Brees he's got some speed on him right now. And then I had to remember it was Taysom Hill and not Drew Brees. He's number 9, not number. I was like, man, every seven, time yeah. There's a couple times he just took or off. I'm like, damn. Damn, Drew Brees, he's got some – man, he's got some heat on him right now. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, it's Taysom Hill.
Also
– did anybody watch that game and just think, like, man, Drew Brees is – like, a couple times, like, man, Drew Brees really got some
– I never did that, but
that's I just didn't watch the game, but I knew Taysom Hill would play a lot because Drew Brees is old as shit, and that dude's done.
You guys saw – I had three games going, so
I had a free preview on YouTube TV. I had a free preview of Red Zone. By the way, love that idea of just showing every highlight and every. I love that. If your team's not playing, that's the way to watch.
You've never done Red Zone before?
Never have done it. I had a free preview last weekend, and I'm thinking about buying it I can do that.
When you were going to school, you could have got the NFL the Sunday ticket for cheap.
Yeah, Sunday probably. Ticket U. Some of us still have it.
Yes.
All right.
You probably got it for super cheap.
I could have, but I didn't know anything about
that. But now you're a teacher.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe you can get it cheap for being a teacher.
I probably can. I can get a lot of stuff. I have Adobe for free. All right.
All right. Yeah, let's do it.
You like that?
Yep.
Do you like Here's the pick 'em, baby. I'm excited.
We're like 20 minutes past the pick-em mark.
We'll get the timing down. It's going to take a couple weeks.
It's new. Also, we've been talking about NFL this whole time. All right. Cincinnati Bengals at the Cleveland Browns. I had originally went with the Cincinnati Bengals, but you guys mentioned I'm a teacher. I actually went and opened up my pick-up and I had my class help me choose every single one of my pick-ems this week.
What? Whoa.
Yep.
Whoa.
That's collusion, bro.
It's fine.
First off, stupid. Secondly,
I'm trying to bond, you guys. So my students...
I hope your kids get four picks,
My students who are all... football players, by the way, one of my students was also the P1FCU prep athlete of the week. By the way, they won 50-6 in their first game, and the guy ran in 4 touchdowns. The guy's like Lamar Jackson watching him play. It was awesome. Anyway.
Sounds like a nerd to me.
He's a super nerd. He's a super nerd. Let's get him, nerd. Anyway, they helped me do my picks. So here's my shout out to my 11th grade English class who helped me with my pick them this week.
Did they tell you were stupid for picking the Bengals, so you switched?
They said, go with the Browns. And I was like, all right, I'll take the Browns.
Seriously, look at me in the face right now. You fucking AFC
money. I originally had the Bengals picked over the Browns.
Why? Why?
I liked what Joe Burrow did in his first game. I was like, let's give him a shot. It
matters. The fucking Browns, baby.
I mean, only won by 5. Anyway, I went with the Browns in this game, ultimately because my class told me. So now we have That is also true, Marco. Eight-man football is a different breed, but he was still awesome, and he was the P1FCU prep athlete of the week, and he was really good, and he ran in touchdowns. He's really fast.
Yeah, he's cool. Weird.
I want his jersey to be so kind.
I will ask him for his jersey, and I will hang it behind us. I'll probably have to buy it from the school. I'm not going to lie. I have to buy it from the school.
Does it have his
I'll
name?
Hang it up. I'll have him sign. No, I'll have him sign it though. I'll make him sign.
School you. All right.
So I went with the Browns. Did you guys? What did you guys take?
Browns.
I don't have to. I don't even have to tell you.
Yeah.
So here too. Also, I'm
Atlanta
really,
felt. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm really pissed because last week I had the Ravens picked over the Browns, and then we all got in our heads about shit, and I switched from the Ravens to the Browns. I really regret that now.
You shouldn't have done that. The Ravens are a better team.
I think the Browns.
Falcons at the Cowboys. This is one of the ones I chose, the Falcons, but my class told me to take the Cowboys. So I went with the Cowboys based on my 11th grade English class, but I really wanted to take the Falcons in this one because I think the Cowboys are dog shit, but going with the Cowboys.
Are we going this way? Are we going this way?
Let's go you next.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, okay, you can, yeah. I picked the Falcons. And not because I think the Cowboys are dog shit. I just think that the Falcons are good. Yeah, I think the Cowboys are dog shit. I think the Falcons have the better team, receiver wise, and then with Todd Gurley looking so good last week, and like I think the Falcons are a better team than the Rams, so I don't know.
Yeah, so I agree, and like any sport, it's about matchups is the problem. The Falcons secondary is not only young, wasting a first round pick on Terrell, in my opinion, to this point. Their secondary is rough. Like, the Seahawks picked it apart, and the Seahawks are not going to pick apart a lot of secondaries this year. And the Cowboys have three great options. The one thing the Falcons are much improved at this year is stopping the running game, especially when you want to run laterally because they are so fast on defense. So I think they can shut down Ezekiel Elliott. I'm worried about them shutting down the passing game. But what I am not worried about is them going score for score with the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah,
I think they can do it.
That's kind of what I'm
– Yeah.
That's what I think.
I think they can do it, and I agree with you. I think
it's a shootout.
I think Gurley would have had an even like bigger week last week if they didn't fall behind and they had to pass. I think he would have ended up with 20-plus carries with 100 yards. And I think he will end up with that this week, and I think the Falcons win. I'm with you. They turn it around. And I just don't know about the Dallas Cowboys division. It's so sketchy. Yeah, they shouldn't be a bad team. They shouldn't be dog shit. They paid a lot of good players good money because they deserved it.
Yeah. And then, like, I guess people say that Dak has good stats. I don't know because I don't look at that stuff.
I'm worried about the Falcons secondary. I said I am worried about my team's secondary, though. As a fan, even I know our weakness, and I know that Russell Wilson basically did whatever he wanted last week.
What are we going to do with, like, Amari Cooper, even Gallup, and then CeeDee Lamb? Like, that's, like, that. I mean, that's scary for anybody.
Right, but I think we have three equally good or better wide receivers. So
no, I think for sure it's going to be a shootout.
Yeah,
like to the it's going to be like when the Broncos played the Cowboys like 7 years ago, and it was just literally it was like an 80-point game or something. It was ridiculous.
That game will probably be crazy. That'll be the offensive game of the week.
Next up, we got the Buffalo Bills going to Miami. I'm not gonna go against the Buffalo Bills until they give me a reason why. That's all I got for that.
Yeah. Me?
Yeah. I do have the Bills winning that division. Despite what Zach said, I do have them winning that division. I do have them still. I do have the Patriots still as the contender, like one of those two teams. I do think the Bills are going to win that division, though, and I'm not going to take the Dolphins over the Bills right now.
Well, I think the way that even like Cam ran in the ball on the Bills, like Josh Allen's just going to have a fucking heyday.
If Fitzpatrick has the same kind of game, I do see Tua coming in this game, maybe.
I don't think they'll do that to him. I think if you're going to bring Tua in, you don't bring him in against the Buffalo Bill defense. Maybe you wait until you play the Jets.
Sure.
I would hold off on that. I'd let Fitzpatrick go out there and take all the hits Tua doesn't want to.
Yeah, because the Bills defense is...
they're monsters. Now, I know Edmonds is actually out for the week, Tremaine, my dude. Oh, thank you
for telling me that. Because
he's your IDP, so you got to make some money moves. But, yeah, let's move past it. No one's going to pick the Dolphins in this, not even Dolphins fans.
So we got the New York Giants against the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, this is a trendy.
New York Giants against the Chicago Bears. So with this game, I think the Bears squeaked out a win against the Lions because the Lions lionsed it up. And I think the Giants got beat by a better team in the Steelers. So I am absolutely taking the Giants in this game over the Bears. Absolutely taking them. I think the Giants are the better team. I think the quarterback's better on the Giants. I think Saquon will have a better week. In that he'll get more rushing yards than 9.
Yeah, which was crazy.
Between the two teams, the Giants played a tougher team.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm taking the Bears.
I'm picking the Bears.
Yeah, the Giants are the trendy pick right now. So I watched 3 different sports gambling shows today and then also Get Up. And all of them are not just taking the Giants in the sense that it's a 5.5 swing towards the Bears, and they think that there's no way the Bears are winning by 5.5 plus points. But even a few of them picked, including Greeny this morning, picked the Giants to outright win the game. So I wanted that to talk me into it, but I said, Zach Swan, you son of a bitch. You've had the Bears all week long for a reason. Because you believe in the coaching staff, you believe in the defense, and you think Trubisky can't fuck it up all the time. So I agree with you, Derek. I think you're completely right. But I am not going to let myself touch that mouse right now. I will stick with the Bears. It's going to be a close game. I don't think they cover the 5.5.
No.
But I think the Bears win it. They're just going to find a way to get it done. I think the Giants are a good team that can potentially – they're probably going to go 9-7 and win that division. So because that's how bad the Eagles and the Cowboys are. Or mediocre. I shouldn't say bad. They're not bad. They have really talented players. They're just mediocre.
Perfect. Denver Broncos are traveling to Pittsburgh against the Steelers. I'm going to let my bias pick here. I'm not picking against my team. I'm taking the Steelers at home. But also, I think this will be a great matchup. The Steelers tend to have a tough time with the Broncos, regardless of who's on that team. It'll be a close game. It'll be tough. I'm hoping to see Ben still looking alive, looking great. I think the Steelers will win the game. I think it'll be close.
Did your students pick the Steelers?
I didn't give them a choice.
Oh, so you
on this one I said I picked the Steelers. You have no choice. Let's move on to the next one.
Yeah, one kid yelled Broncos and Derek killed him.
Did. He's dead. I only have one less student now,
which is more manageable.
Yeah, the Steelers I picked to win this game. I mean, I it was a biased pick, but I do think they'll actually win it. I do think it'll be close, though. I think it'll be a close game.
I don't know.
I do think the Steeler defense will shut down the Bronco offense, though.
I'm big on this. I picked the Steelers, which was hard because, like, I kind of like paying attention to some of the Bronco stuff. I like Drew Lock, so
yeah.
So do I.
But I don't think they can beat the Steelers.
Yeah, I think they're going to make Drew Lock pass the ball a lot. Obviously, we've seen they can shut down anyone's running game. And if they neutralize Melvin Gordon, it's going to have to be Drew Lock. I actually like how much they're going to have to pass the ball, so much that I'm actually playing. I'm playing Noah Fant as a flex, as a tight end. I'm playing him as a flex this week in two leagues because I do have faith in that. But I don't think they can hang with the Steelers at all. Like, I don't think this game's close.
Yeah, I have Noah Fant in two leagues.
Yeah, I don't think this game's close at all. I will say, the young secondary from the Broncos really impressed me last week. Jerry Jeudy dropped a couple big passes, but his route running was some of the most impressive things I've ever seen from a rookie wide receiver. He just gets open, and as soon as he starts, one, Drew Lock starts finding him, and two, he starts actively catching the ball, because that's an admirable. Like, for him to drop two passes in one game like he did last week, that's never going to happen again. He is going to be an absolute monster. He is a star in the league already. But they're going to get destroyed.
Tell me that before fantasy.
I got him in two leagues, man, because I don't want anyone to know that. I mean, he should have had 100 yards last week in his first game ever, but he dropped two 20-yard passes.
I'm in six leagues, man. You could have helped me out.
Jerry Jeudy, man. He's a stud.
All right, we got Detroit Lions traveling to Green Bay to play the Packers. I am not rooting against the Packers in this game. I know what I said about the Lions. I still think the Lions can – I really do think they can be from worst to first. But, man, the Lions are going to Lions, and the Packers are the Packers, and they got Aaron Rodgers. I'm just – I'm not going to root against the Packers at home. I just ever. Even with zero fans, I don't give a shit. I'm not rooting against home. I'm not going to root against them when they're at home against the goddamn Lions. It's not happening for me. Packers, it'll probably be ugly.
I got Packers. I didn't got nothing to say.
Aaron Rodgers looked amazing last week.
Yeah.
I think the Lions, I agree with you. They're still going to be a good team, but they might also be a really good 0-2 team.
Yep. Easy. Jacksonville Jaguars, the Tennessee Titans. This was actually a tough one for me. Honestly, I'm going with the Titans on this because I was heavy on them last week as well. However, I'm gonna root for the Jaguars because I want Gardner Minshew to do good, my new baby boy. I'm taking the Titans though.
Yeah, I also
Tannehill might become quarterback, so I want him to do good. I want him to do games.
Did you see what Marco said?
Also, this might be one of the ones. This might be one of the ones I change. I change before Sunday.
We're locked in.
No. I tinker all the time and fuck myself out of here.
This is why I won. This is why you guys are drinking Hobble Creek for weeks.
I didn't tinker this last weekend, and I got Hobble Creek now.
Okay, well, let's take a shot.
No. See, this is what I'm saying. You're going to finish the bottle way before week 70.
You take a shot with me.
This is going to look the same way until next week.
Hey, Sean, who did you pick?
I picked the Titans, although I will be rooting for the Jags.
Yeah, I took the Titans. I remember last week, Derek thought that Henry was going to do whatever he wanted.
Yeah.
250 yards or something like that is what you said. Dude didn't have 100 yards because he doesn't until the second half of the year ever.
You're right.
They're going to have to beat him with the passing game, which, by the way, A.J. Brown is out. He's out for the game.
Him dropping that pass won me my fantasy league, won me one of my fantasy.
So I tied because they challenged the one where his knee was down. He rolled over and got a couple more yards. There was no reason to challenge that play. Like, it's a matter of 3 yards, and he got the first down anyways. But they challenged it, so we got three less yards, and then that moved me back to tying in fantasy. And so I tied for the week.
I'm going to ask you about that later, but yeah.
Because our bench is tied, too, so that's why we tied.
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
Yeah. Anyway, so A.J. Brown's dead to me, and I shouldn't be taking the Titans. I should just say screw them and go Jaguars. But I honestly, the Jaguars are starting a rookie running back from Illinois State right now. I'm not taking the Jaguars. I don't care if they won last week. Titans are going to win.
Minnesota Vikings at the Indianapolis Colts. I originally had the Colts pick for this game, but my junior English class told me that that was a bad choice. So I'm going with the Minnesota Vikings to win on the road.
I think Marco is being sad, and that's fine.
Marco, we appreciate you being here, and I love you.
We all said, or at least Derek and I said, we think Titans will win, but we're going to root for the
Jaguars. I'm rooting hard for – I want to be wrong on this one.
By the way, the Titans secondary did look really bad against Drew Lock. Drew Lock didn't finish with a bunch of yards, but there were some big drops. Like, they were not doing their job. So I agree with him. But I'm not going to take the Jaguars to go 2-0.
I don't think I can ever take the Jaguars at this point for a very long time.
If they were 15-0, I would pick them.
When the Jaguars are 6-0, I'll start rooting
for them. Well, I won't say that.
When the Jaguars are 6-0, I'll start
rooting for them. I'd even say like 2-0, 3-0 maybe. Like,
yeah, I'll give them a couple more weeks, but that's when they'll start losing. When we start picking them is when they're going to start losing.
Yeah. Marco, you want us to root against your team because we'll jinx them.
Well, you don't want them to be the official team of the sports program.
No.
That's for sure.
No. Washington Football Club for Men is hot on the press, boys. Anyways, I picked the Vikings. I think, Derek, you really like Philip Rivers too much.
I do. I love Philip Rivers.
I do too. I like Philip Rivers enough, but not enough to think. I think this is going to be one of the games where the Vikings just do the Viking thing.
So Philip Rivers will make plays like he did at the end of last week where he threw that second pick where people like to say this is why they lose because Philip Rivers does this. But people forget that Philip Rivers is the reason they get in those situations in the first place. Like he's the reason they had 300-plus yards passing. The dude looked okay with a – not a huge cast of weapons. I thought he looked pretty good. One, I'm disappointed already by the Colts defense again. Two, I don't think we've seen the best of the Vikings, even though I do think they lost a lot of mojo when Steven Stefanski went to be the head coach of the Browns. I don't think the play calling is the same. But that being said, Vikings have a better defense. Vikings have more talent on offense. I love Thielen. I love Cooks. They're the better team. I'm going to take the Vikings just because they're the better team. Okay. If I was picking the better coach, I would definitely go with the Colts.
Los Angeles Rams at the Philadelphia Eagles. Man, I still want to take the Eagles in this game, but hot off a win against the Cowboys, I'm going to go with the Rams on this one. I don't. By the way, I don't want the Rams to win because I still don't like their coach.
Oh my god! I can't wait to be. I'm just so happy to be out here with you guys.
I just love football so much.
I love football. I'm so glad to be out here with you guys.
I hope I'm wrong on this. And the Eagles embarrass them, but I'm taking the Rams.
Well, I chose the Rams.
This is a real pick'em game. I know that, 76% of the pick'em picked LA to the 24% of the Eagles. Even though that's the case, it's only like a -2 either way money line, depending on how you're looking at it. Like, Vegas thinks this game's close. I think as casual fans, though, can see there are some problems in Philadelphia. I believe there is. Going into last week's game, I wouldn't have ever picked Washington against them, even though they are the official team of sports program. I wouldn't have picked them against them, but I could see that the Eagles were not going to come out and bring it. They are banged up, and it's only week two. That is terrifying for them. I don't think I'm going to pick the Eagles until they start blowing people out in any week. I don't care who they're playing. If the Eagles were playing the Bengals this week, I'd probably flip a coin.
Tim.
So we're all Rams.
Yeah. The San Francisco 49ers are traveling to New York this week, and they're going to do whatever they want. No, they won't. It's going to be tough. The Jets defense is actually good. It's going to be a rough game for him. I am taking San Francisco on the road, but I do think the Jets' defense is going to give them a run for their money. Man, but the Jets, though. Man, Le'Veon Bell. I just don't. I just don't. Right.
Yeah, he's out.
And then the Jets, man, I just don't get it. Like, they just – they can't be good. That's why I'm taking the Niners. You just – the Jets can't be good.
They looked like doo-doo garbage last week.
They were real bad.
I'm taking the Niners. I know for a fact that they will beat the Jets.
I'm going to isolate that clip.
Like, I want to – so when we went into last week, we're like, the Niners will beat the Cardinals, right? And then we all were like, forgot who DeAndre Hopkins is, I guess.
But we still knew then that the Cardinals are better than the Jets. We still knew that.
Yeah, we did. But I said the Niners. We all said the Niners.
Any regular football fan would pick the Niners in that game, unless they're a Cardinals fan.
As a Niners fan, I feel like I should have picked the Cardinals.
Yeah, but your fandom will never let you do that.
Yeah.
Just like my fandom wouldn't let me pick the Cowboys this week, even though I know they're going to scorch our secondary.
All right, we'll see. But, yeah, I picked the Niners. You picked the Niners. We all picked the Niners.
I'm going to pick the Niners. Spoiler alert. Sam Darnold is 5-1 in his last 6 home games, which means absolutely nothing. Because now he's going to be 5-2 in his last 7 home games.
Yeah. Good call. Carolina Panthers at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think this is where we're actually going to finally see Brady's going to restore some faith. Not that a lot of people lost it. That they played a tough game. That was a tough game against a tough team. I do think the Buccaneers are going to win this game pretty easily. I do hope, though, because for my fantasy, I hope Christian McCaffrey goes off, though. I hope he goes nuts. But I do think that the Buccaneers will win this game.
So, so this guy that's talking right now on Twitch, he's a hater. Don't listen to him. The Bucs were playing the Saints, man. Like, you can't get distraught because of that loss, right? I'm picking the Bucs to beat the Panthers, but I don't know why you would have any lost faith in that lineup.
Yeah, my thought going into that game is similar now to what it was then, which is what I said last week on the show, which was the Saints would win the game, but ultimately not be a great team.
This guy is a Patriots fan, so he's just bitter.
I mean, then he missed the part earlier where I said they would still win the division, so he missed the only good part of the show for him.
Yeah. Don't tune in late and be a dumb shit.
So back to the game, though. Part of me wanted to pick the Panthers in this game. I don't think there is a huge talent disparity between the two. I think the Buccaneers are still hanging their hats with some of those offensive players who may or may not be good anymore. Obviously, Godwin's good. Mike Evans is great if he's healthy. He wasn't healthy enough to play a full game last week. I don't think Gronk brings much to the table. And the defense is good. But as far as the Carolina Panthers go, I still don't know. I don't know enough about them to pick them. I'm going to pick the Bucks because, I mean, 90% of the pick'em has taken the Bucks. I'm going to stick with it. I don't want to be the one person who's wrong on this. I'd rather just stick to the rest of you guys.
Well, last week you just went along with stuff, but then you just changed it.
No, I took the Panthers instead of the Raiders last week on the show.
Oh yeah,
but
yeah,
I can't do that again. I can't go down twice in a row for just wanting to disagree with you guys and pick the Panthers. And I'm not a Panthers fan. Like, I'm not trying to.
Yeah.
intentionally go after you guys by taking the opposite there. I just don't have a lot of faith in really this division in general. I don't think that there's like a clear cut great team, even though there should be.
I agree.
Yeah, good call. Washington Football Club for Men at Arizona Cardinals. My class really wanted me to take the Arizona Cardinals on this, but I told them that I can't do it.
Hold on real quick. Marco made a Jay Ajayi reference, and I'm a huge fan of that. Because although he was pretty fumble prone when he went to the Eagles, I thought that was a great pickup for like the very first year they had him. Fournette could be that dude, but I personally didn't watch the whole game last week, so I can't say that. I know Ronald Jones had like 12 carries. I don't know what Fournette had.
I watched it. The running game was just kind of sorry.
Over a long period of time, yeah, they could utilize him properly because they do have so many weapons on the outside. I don't know if they will use them properly, Marco. So, yeah, we can move on now. But I thought that was a good point. I like any Jay Ajayi reference, so.
Well, the only good drive was like that first one.
Where he snuck it in at the end?
Well, when Tommy was dropping dimes to get down.
Well, you know, an old guy's going to run the first 15 plays really well because they're all major in the week. Those first, it's like the Gruden effect. John Gruden's first 25 plays for any team were perfect because those are the scripted ones. But does Tom Brady or Drew Brees, for that matter of fact, have anything past those first 15 scripted plays? I don't know.
Probably not.
So with Washington and Arizona, my class really wanted me to take Arizona. I really want to take Arizona, but because Washington Football Club for Men is the official team of sports program, I am taking the Washington Football Club for Men.
Against Arizona?
Yeah, I don't want to, but I'm going to do it because I want them to, because they're the official team of sports program.
You know,
I know they're our official team, but I don't think that's going to coax me into it.
Well, then fine. Fuck it. I'm still taking Arizona then. I'm going with the class, and I just changed it right now on the show.
I don't think you can.
I think you have to stick to the kids.
Man. I'm sticking with the youth of America says Arizona Cardinals. That's who I'm going with. I think they're gonna whoop them.
I'll go for Washington if you go for Washington.
I'm not doing it. I think they're gonna whoop them.
Yeah, I picked Cardinals.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. Like, I'm not gonna watch the Arizona Cardinals beat the San Francisco 49ers and say, well, the Redskins are gonna beat them. Oh shit.
Oh no!
Yes!
Oh, I don't have a chaser. Hold on.
Boys!
I don't want this for us. I don't want this for us at all.
The worst part is I think you said Washington and everything and then went through. All right, pour up, boys. Pour up. You guys are taking too long for this.
I'm ready to go. Derek's the one who had to go get a chaser. I'm just going to raw dog it.
I ran out.
You don't need chaser.
I do.
17 weeks just turn into 15 weeks or whatever.
Of all the people that do it.
But I'm just so glad you caught yourself because I was just like,
oh, as soon as I heard it coming out, I was like, no.
So,
okay, so let's move on. You pick the Cardinals.
Yes.
You're not going to pick the Cardinals to lose to Washington.
The Washington Football Club. The Washington Football Organization for dudes and other dudes.
Salud, gentlemen.
All right. Where's your shot? Oh, you already took his. You already took his.
Oh, God.
Cheers. Cheers, boys.
It feels like gas.
Poison. That's actual poison.
All right.
It'll be fine.
Oh, God. My guts. Kansas City Chiefs at the Chargers. I'm not going to go against the Chiefs. It was an easy choice for me.
Last year we should have done this for every time that I said San Diego Chargers instead of LA Chargers, because it happened almost every week last year.
You probably would have. This was my idea. And I was here the whole time, but, like, I didn't think about it last year.
Yeah, no, last time you didn't think about it. This time you did, because you've always been on the show.
Chiefs. Chiefs?
Yep. Yeah, Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Zach, Chiefs?
Yeah, do I need to? No. There's only two 97% fan-selected picks on the whole board, and it's, I believe, the Chiefs game and the Packers game. I don't know, but the Packers one's kind of crazy. I think it's just because they're a nationally popular team. But they got this.
I think that's an what does that mean in the gambling world?
No, nothing. This is just in the pigskin pick'em world. 97% of the people playing the game that we're playing picked those two teams.
Yeah.
I do think pigskin pick'em outside of like Vegas odds. We're not looking at spreads or anything.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about like the pick'em odds. I think those in particular are very biased towards nationally popular teams.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so, I don't know. Yeah.
So if it's obvious who's going to win and everyone likes that team, they're going to get almost 98, 99% of the votes.
Yeah.
You only see it with the really popular teams. Which, by the way, people don't realize this, but the Chiefs are that now. They won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They're the same way that the Panthers were the year after Cam won, where everyone was all of a sudden a Carolina Panthers fan, and we were all annoyed by it. We all hated it. Similar to when the Seahawks won their first one, and then all of a sudden everyone who lived in the Northwest was loud and proud about being a Seahawks fan.
Yeah.
Loud and proud.
And did you go...
You didn't watch sports before.
Did you go Chiefs though?
No.
You went Chargers.
No, I went Chiefs.
No.
No.
Ravens at Texans in Houston. I don't think this is a gimme. I did go with the Ravens on this because again, it's one of those teams I'm not going to go against for now. But I do need Deshaun Watson to go nuts in this game. But I am going to take the Ravens in it.
Yeah, I picked the Ravens. Every year, like, I have this soft spot for the Texans because I've always liked Will Fuller. But fuck, man, they're trash.
I don't think they're bad.
Choke artists.
I like what they're doing with what they have now. Like, obviously, they're not going to be as good as they would be if they had DeAndre Hopkins. But I do think they have weapons. And I think David Johnson actually fits there. And as long as you have Deshaun Watson, you have a chance to win games. But as long as the other team has Lamar Jackson, that defense, Mark Andrews, that running game, you have a much better chance to win consistently. So I'm going to take the Ravens every week, probably for the whole season, because the odds say I should do that.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
I love the David Johnson point, though. Mm-hmm. Like, he looks so good.
He fits.
Really good.
New England Patriots are going to Seattle this week. I saw something online where somebody asked one of the Seattle players how the games have been, how the first game was with like the piped in noise, and I thought that was funny. Even with no fans, I do think the Patriots are going to have a rough time going into Seattle because they pipe in noise in every one of their fucking games. So yeah. I do think
there's no way they don't.
I still think the Seattle Seahawks are going to win this game. I think the stadium is going to be just as loud as it always is because they always pipe in noise, and I still maintain that. I think that I did take the Seahawks to win this game against the Patriots. That said, I hope Cam Newton has another great game.
I picked the Patriots. I picked Seattle. I just think they're the better team.
Same. I think Seattle showed a lot more last week. I think the Patriots showed they can win a ball control, really safe game, but they didn't show a lot other than that. I think the Seahawks showed a lot more in week one. They also showed that Chris Carson cannot just be a rusher, but a receiver out of the backfield, and he had a couple of huge catches. That opens up a whole nother element of their passing game and their offense in general.
Did you also hear that?
I don't think the Seattle Seahawks secondary is very good. We torched the hell out of them.
The Falcons.
Yes. The Patriots are definitely my pick in that division, but they are not my pick in this game.
So you're going with?
Yes, Seattle. I'm going with the Seahawks. We're all going with Seattle.
I did find it funny. They had an interview with Belichick this week, who was like, just went on and on about Russell Wilson Jr. the third, about how amazing player he is. And he basically said more in one interview about Russell Wilson than he ever said about Brady the entire time he was there in 20 years. So I thought that was funny. I don't know.
Oh, can you give him a compliment?
He also complimented Cam Newton a bunch a couple weeks ago, and I thought that was funny. New Belichick, he actually talked to the reporters. Okay.
The thing is, it's not wrong.
I mean, if you think about it, he's not wrong. Like, the Falcons have a terrible secondary.
It's true, yeah.
No. That's the problem, is there's no containing Wilson.
There is, though. Teams have shown that they can do it.
There is and there isn't, man. It takes this much of him just slipping out, and then you're done. He can throw I'm not saying he's not wrong.
No, Belichick's different this season.
This guy is a Patriots fan, and he's just fucking the Patriot dick right now.
But also, the Seattle is going to be piping in the same noise they always pipe in. It's going to be loud there because they do it every year. They say they don't, but now this is the fucking proof right here, because they didn't have to change anything. They're going to pipe in noise. It's going to be super loud. It's going to be annoying.
I don't think that's going to happen, man. I think that's complete conspiracy theory.
We'll see. If it's loud, then he's right.
But that's the thing, is you can't get away with that. It would be completely obvious if that happened.
Well, they're piping. Well, see.
If there's 12 guys in the stadium and it's the same volume as last year, then it's a little obvious. And I don't think the Patriots are going to be bothered by fake crowd noise. I don't think that's going to be the difference maker. I think the difference maker is just that Seattle's going to be the better team.
I think so. And then remember, guys, he's a Patriots fan. So. Yeah. I think Seattle's going to win.
That's okay. I like him being here. So thanks for listening to the show anyways, regardless of what shitty team you like.
They're not shitty, man. You're just a Patriot hater.
You are a Patriot hater.
Of course I'm a fucking Patriot. Look at the logo I'm wearing. Of course I'm a Patriot hater. That's
the thing, is you need to –
And I agree with him. I don't think a fake crowd noise is going to be the difference maker in this game. It's going to be a close, good game.
I hate Seattle.
I like the Patriots more than I like Seattle, but I do think the Patriots would like.
See, this guy gets it. See, he gets it.
I think Seattle wins.
This guy gets it.
Yeah.
I have to hate the Patriots. There's just no way around it.
I like the Patriots more than Seattle, but I think Seattle's going to win.
I think Seattle's going to win. All right.
Everyone thinks Seattle's going to win. That's true.
And for Monday night.
That's because you're smart.
For Monday night, New Orleans Saints at the Las Vegas Raiders. Weird to hear.
Yes, Chris Carson can outrun your shitty running back crew. Fuck off.
So, you guys are getting too mad at him.
By the way, I like this. Okay. He's a realistic fan. It's all right. All right.
I like Chris Carson, though, also.
If you're not a Pats fan, you have to hate them. That's fine. Okay, whatever.
So wait, I have a question for him because he is a Pats fan. Is Sony Michel actually, like he said, Sony and crew, is he the primary ball carrier right now? Because I never know with the Patriots.
I think
Cam is the primary ball carrier. So,
well, right now he is.
Can you put him in the running back spot?
No. No, that wouldn't make any. So that'd be cool.
Saints at Raiders. Let's move on. By the way, Sean's friend, thank you for listening to the show, and we appreciate you here. And I don't care what team you like. I appreciate you here.
I like that.
We had Sean's grandfather, who I apparently yelled at, and then now we have Sean's friend, and I welcome to the show.
So
thank you for being here. I hope you're here next week to hear how bad I did on the fucking pick'em, and you can tell me how bad I did on the pick'em, okay?
Well, the type of liquor you guys are drinking explains that.
Hobble Creek's killing me. All right.
Okay.
Saints at the Raiders at home in Las Vegas, which is fucking bizarre.
Who cares? You picked the Saints.
Nope.
Oh!
So no. Originally I picked the Saints. Oh, I did.
Because your children.
I did pick the Saints originally, but my junior English class wanted me to go with the Raiders. So I am going to go with their pick. We're taking the Raiders this week.
I hate that you chose to do this.
Look, man, I told the class they're going to help me. And that's fine, TY1X.
Like, it's fun.
Wait,
like
can we rewind for a second? Hey, let's backtrack just for a second.
That's fine.
Can we backtrack just for a second? So you're saying you had the Saints going into it.
Yes, I did.
Okay. And it was a pretty resounding Raiders audience in there. Like, everyone was...
The entire class was like, no, you got to go Raiders.
I don't want to say I know why, but I think I know why.
I absolutely know why. We can talk about it later. I literally know why they took the Raiders, and I went with them. I'm taking their choice on it. You know what? So go Derek Carr.
But which is weird, because I feel like they're so close to Seattle, like they maybe like had been influenced maybe, but
it's fine.
It's let's move on. I picked the Saints because I don't have children telling me what to do.
Look, man, they helped me this week. It's fine.
I like that you did it. No, it's cool. It's cool. And then also, I think something that we forgot to do last week is that we can pick the point spread.
Oh, you only picked the point spread for the Monday night game.
That's what I meant.
The opening week of the season is interesting, though, last week, because there's two Monday night games, so you picked the spread for the early game.
But you guys feel so stupid if the Raiders win, and my junior English class. You're going to feel like stupid pieces.
What I'm going to love is you're going to think about this all week.
I know it's going to be wrong. I know they're wrong. I know they are. And I'm going to use it as fuel on Tuesday.
Well, Zach, who do you think is going to win?
Oh, I also have the Raiders.
What?
Yeah, I've had the Raiders since I did my pick on Monday morning.
Okay. What's the point spread you got?
Oh, hold on here. Hold on here. Your dumb friend has a good point.
My dumb friend.
So
I'm just kidding. I don't think you're dumb. I don't know you. Hold on here.
Michael Thomas is out.
Well,
so that is not for sure. He has I believe a high ankle sprain. He has an ankle sprain, so he should be out 2 to 3 weeks. Yeah. But
I need to know for fantasy reasons.
Same. I think we all, at least in a league or two, have him in fantasy. But it also matters for winning the game, because there was no clear number two wide receiver when he went down last week. Like, it was Kamara the rest of the way when he went down. I think the Saints have the superior defense, for sure.
I'm going to go Saints still. You guys are all crazy. I don't want to tell you my spread. What's your spread?
The spreads are hard, man. I usually only usually for the spread, I care like obviously more about the actual spread itself. So I care about the point differential more than the overall score, because I'm always so off on the overall score.
Oh. I went with 21-14 Raiders.
I picked something real stupid. So you go first, Zach.
I have 27-24 Raiders.
31-7 Saints.
I don't.
It's rough.
Honestly, I agree with your friend. I think we have a really good offense in the Oakland Raiders. Like, one thing you have to realize is the Oakland Raiders have picked their team now. Going back to Ruggs being drafted and just other offseason pickups, they have formed their offense to contend with teams like the Oklahoma or like the Kansas City Chiefs, right? They want to have a offense that can go point for point with them. Not that they do have that, but that is their goal. So if their goal is to go point for point with the Kansas City Chiefs, I'm sure they can go point for point with the New Orleans Saints. And Drew Brees did not look good last week. I'm not saying he's done, but he does not. He looks like end of the year Drew Brees in week one.
I'm not going to change my pick, but
we're not trying to get you to change your pick. I'm glad you're on the pick. I'm trying to pick against you.
I usually pick the most. Every time I go to the spread, I have no fucking clue. So I pick the most fucking outrageous. I pick who I think's going to win, and I just fucking.
In the history of pigskin pick'em, it has never come down to the spread.
Yeah. So
you'll be fine. If you get the most picks right, you're gonna win regardless. Okay, so we've never had a spread tiebreaker.
If I win pick'em this week, my class is choosing every single week for me from here on out.
First off, you're not gonna win. You already know that. You know that for a fact. And you both know. I feel like you both know that I'm gonna stay in the lead for a very long time.
I mean, you're the lead of us too, but you're not winning the whole thing.
We need to decide something right now. What are we going to do for whoever is first place in the show on the pick'em?
Between the three of us?
Not out of the entire pick'em, just out of us three. What are we going
to
do, Derek?
Well, I think the loser has to move to Taiwan, but.
I hear. Never mind. Nothing.
Taiwan's nice this time of year.
You might end up really liking it, Sean. But
I don't leave my house.
I'll start booking my ticket now because I know I'm not going to win the fucking pick'em.
But what does the winner get? I think the other two people should have the pool.
I just feel like we got to take shots.
Well, no, I feel like the two losers should have to pool their money together and send the winner something really nice.
No, okay, fuck that, because I'm with you guys, and I feel like I'm going to be the winner. I feel like
I'm going to send you an already cooked chicken.
I feel like the two losers.
I'll pool my money for that.
No. I got a good one. I got
a rotisserie chicken in the mail.
I got a good one right now. Listen. The two losers have to go visit the winner in their town. Like hang out for a weekend or whatever.
Genius. That's genius.
Oh, I like that.
That's friendship. That's camaraderie. I'm on board.
Like arrival. Yeah, what's up?
You said friendship, so that was my cue.
That's perfect.
Now, best friends.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the show this week. We had a good one. That was a fun one. I enjoyed that a lot. We ran longer, but you know what? I'm okay with it. We'll tighten it up. I promise it. Thanks everybody for watching the show, listening to the show. Make sure you check us out on Spotify, iTunes, man, we're everywhere you could even imagine being. iHeartRadio. Special thanks to Eduardo, our daddy, for getting this episode posted. We are actually doing on the official StreamYard that he wants us to use, so that's easier for him. So make sure you check out other shows at timespanpoorly.com. Give those shows a like as well. They're fantastic. Special shout out to Hobble Creek and Hunter, which we had to take two shots of tonight. So Bashan will have his drink. I'll have to buy another bottle before the next episode. Thanks, everybody. And
I hope I never have to buy another bottle again.
I hope this bottle lasts me till 2024. Thank you, and have a great weekend. And enjoy all the sports you get to watch. I'm so excited.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, a lot of them. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. Have a good night.
Go Warriors.
Go Warriors. Go Wildcats. And go Warriors.
Go Ducks.
Go Ducks.
Go Ducks.
Go Washington Football Program.
Go Washington.